This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is the huge upside.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders,
everybody,
knees,
everybody
and
know.
Head, shoulders, knees.
Turn around and bend. Bend.
Cham, what's up?
Hello, 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 hello.
Welcome to the huge upside, Cham.
Hi, hello, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Is it? Of course. Is it summer where you are? Where you are right
no,
now?
No, it's actually a weird weather right now. We're experiencing a little bit of winter. The temperature just dropped, but of course, probably next week it's gonna be summer again, 70 degrees, 80 degrees. So it's weird. So yeah.
Weird. I also find it weird, but I'm not surprised. But I still find it weird that. You're a completely different person now that I know back in college, because we are acquainted back sa college.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because and we're also schoolmates back then in high school. Mm-hmm. And I just find you very electrifying in social media. So especially in your page. Cham page on IG with all the IG reels.
Facebook.
Facebook.
I mean, I haven't changed, you know, a bit. Like, I still look big, I would say. Like, I feel like my size hasn't changed, but personality-wise, goals.
Yeah, have you?
I have changed a lot. Like, I'm not the same person
really?
That I was before.
Oh,
yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
It's, but, you know, like, your past kind of shaped you as to who you are now.
Really?
I would say I am more mellowed down.
You want to touch on the past?
Well, the past shaped us, so we should not not.
you wanna bury the hatchet already with the past, or?
I mean, I'm just gonna go with your flow, man.
Yeah, all right, welcome to the show. You know, like I'm happy that
you
agreed to this. Although that you know we had to book you in advance because you're such a busy person. Are you off today?
I am off today. That's why we were supposed to do it Wednesday, and I messed up my schedule. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I hate doing that, but I had
to
like.
What's important is now.
But then at the same time, I want to value your time. You know, like especially here in America, our time is very precious. So when you say that you have to meet with somebody, you have to follow through, or you have to cancel in advance. And I was so dumbfounded that I told you it's the 23rd instead of the 25th.
Oh, so I thought you know what? Honestly, I thought I messed up on that one. Oh yeah, okay, it was Chams. She openly admitted it. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, it's nice to finally catch up with you.
Yes.
When was the last time I saw you? Somewhere around like 12 years ago.
12 years ago, man. Graduation probably 2010.
Yeah. Physically, you haven't changed. You're like you're
physically
still as
haven't
bubbly,
changed.
Bubbly as ever, vibrant, electrifying. You know,
loud.
You know loud. Yeah. I actually learned more about you back in college. And I would say when you say we want to touch on the past, like I would say I had my opinions about you in high school. So,
oh my gosh.
You know, like you were I was a very insecure kid back then. Insecure
I mean, I
myself.
Think we all are. We all were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my circle of friends weren't so easy on you. So, you know, when you say about shaping who you are now, the way you were shaped by your past, I think, did that play a big role? Like in high school, were you bullied a lot?
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, I went to Xavier, we both were, and, you know, I had a niche for dancing. And I used to dance a lot before, and I did a lot of performance with the morning assemblies, which is, you know, the ritual at school and whatever. And then I think there was just like a huge rivalry between our batch, because if you all don't know, Michael there and I are like a really rife between juniors and tribal. Seniors. And
yeah,
it was just like, I don't know, like a cat and dog chase or something like that. Yeah. A Tom and Jerry moment, you know. So I think there was a point where people were not very nice or very accepting as to me dancing in front of the crowd. And they were just like, oh, boo, like pig or whatever. Like, and I thought that when you guys graduated, we all moved on from it. I moved on from it. I actually stopped all of my extracurricular because of the incident that happened during what my incident? Junior year. There was
was there a specific isolated
yes
moment?
Yeah. Yes, really? There was an isolated
how bad did it get, you know, this bullying,
dude thing? They waited for me at the pavement and called me pig and followed me until I ride the jeepney. Okay. Wow. They waited.
Was I there?
I don't remember the face. I can only remember a few people. Okay. They waited for me outside the pavement. And, you know, because you had to walk to right stop, remember?
Yeah.
Before then, we had to like walk over there. So they had to wait. And then they would call me names. And then during intramurals, they would watch my freaking basketball games and they would scream earthquake. Dude,
okay, Cham, I'm just gonna have to stop you there. I'm just gonna have to mute. Oh my god,
it was crazy. I can't, like, I'm in tears. I remember, like, remembering,
I'm sorry,
right now,
Cham.
Like, it was
I'm
really
just sorry.
Sad. Like, and really. So, when I went on to my senior year, I stopped my extracurricular because, you know, I didn't want to be shamed by me dancing or, you know, like people are probably booing me and whatsoever. So I was like a year of peace for me. I was focused on studies with being from my friends, and college came, guys. And this is the real truth here.
Yeah. And you thought you finally was done.
Yeah. Moved on from it. It's done from it.
Yeah.
Dude, your group was in the green shed at the SC Center.
Oh my god.
Right? I walked past that and they would like, psst, psst, babuy, psst, psst, babuy.
Holy shit.
Dude, for 4 years of my college, it never fucking stopped. Never fucking stopped. There was never a day.
I was wondering what you were going through all that time you had to go through that. You know, like,
the thing is,
you had to process all that day in, day out.
The thing is that I'm a very strong person, and when you're a strong person, you try to be strong for your people. And I think with my group of friends, they always see me as a fierce leader, but they didn't know that I was hurting because I didn't want to show emotions. I didn't want to show that I was weak.
And that's the thing, like, you know, like, leaders are like that. You know, you have to have like strong qualities of a human being, because you have to take, you know, the hits. Really
it was a painful experience. And when I remember that part of the building of the school, man,
it brings back memories.
It brings back memories and faces, and I don't know what did I do wrong. Like, I was only dancing at school. Like, went wrong? And I was always taught by my parents that, you know, if you love what you're doing, go for it, show your talents, share it with everybody. And then I shared it, but then people did not receive it well. And I didn't even tell my parents that I was going through that, because again, I was the eldest among my siblings. Yeah. My parents were in the States. I didn't want to cause problems.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be an independent person that just wants to go through this all by myself. And lo and behold, college was still like a piece of shit.
it is, but you know what? Like, having to have been your classmate in college, actually, like, you know, I appreciated you more as a human being and as a person. Now, hearing from you now, like, shit, I can't imagine, man. You know, like, you know why I like your story, Cham? Because I went through that phase. I was a fat kid, you know, like, may not look much now, but I actually went through that, like, being fat.
Chubby.
Like, really fat, chubby, fat, and all that. I also had my fair share of being bullied because I was fat. But, you know, that some people, like, you know, by the luck of genetics and, you know, like adolescence and hormones turn to their favor. But I'm just baffled by how people can get, you know. Hindsight, Cham, sorry to cut you off, but hindsight, Cham, forgiveness?
Yes. So apparently when we were in college, when you guys moved to the education department, right? Some of y'all moved.
We crashed.
I don't know why. So some of the folks moved to my department. I don't say my department, but you know, it was just a different. I think it was my department, and I was like, "Oh, why? What are they doing?" And I think there were like five of you guys moved. I remember distinctly a lot of you guys, and I was kind of like scared by it. But then, at that point, I told myself like, "Well, this is my turf." And I'm not going to change anything. If you piss me, then you're going to piss me, but I'm not going to back down. I remember there was one project that I was paired with. I don't know if I can mention his name, though, because I don't want him to be on the spot.
Name drop. No, you don't have to.
No, I don't want to mention his name. But there was one person. We were in the same group because we had to do like a project. Before we started a project, he came up to me and said, like, "Hey, I just wanted you to know that you're such a cool person. I'm sorry. I'm such a dick back in high school."
Oh,
and
cool.
I was like, "Your friends are still a dick up until now. and they were like, "Yeah." And then he was like, "Yeah, I know, but I want to apologize in behalf of them that was not cool. I can see you now. People respect you here in this department. People actually follow you. They hear your voice. They listen to you. And I don't want us to have like, you know, that kind of rift. I want us to move on because we're all graduating students." And it kind of like depended as to how my performance is during a project. And I was like, "Okay, cool, dude. I'm okay with it."
Oh, so hold up. Mm-hmm. There was some compromise. Like, I had to deal with this now because, you know.
It's just more of like, we're graduating. We don't know what's going to happen after graduation. And I might not have an opportunity to apologize and whatsoever. But then one good thing about this person is that he also did it again during a retreat. For, you know, we go on a retreat before we graduate. We go for like a day retreat. Dude, he offered me a candle to say peace to me at the end of that retreat, which was, I was moved by it. I was really moved by it. And I said, you know what? There are still some good people in that group. Probably it was just more of an influence kind of thing, that people were just influenced into like doing bad things. And he was just like out of the mold and just apologized, and I accepted it. And up until now, we still talk, though. We still exchange messages on Instagram and stuff. So I'm just happy.
I mean, I think I know who you're talking to. Who you're alluding to. Mm-hmm. And yeah. He's a completely changed person.
You know? Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And he's a married man.
Yeah, he is. Congratulations.
Congratulations, dude. Yeah.
So yeah, you went through that.
I went through that.
I think you have to. That has to be like common for you, like common everywhere you go, because you will bump into people.
Oh my gosh! Let me tell you about this. When I moved to New York City, because we graduated in March of 2010. I moved to New York in June of 2010. Dude, I met some people, okay, and they were like, "Cham, oh my god, ikaw man gitong babae sa una o nga gasayo-sayo dito sa stage nga way ulaw." Brag, this is a fucking America. Why is this thing still
why is it still haunting you to this day?
Still a hot issue? Like, what did I freaking do wrong? Okay, nana ko sa states anibay, like kayon gikog. Abi na ko gumana na to na chapter. Like, I always think that, you know, I go to transition. High school, humana to na phase, mag-college na ko, humana na unta to, wala gyapon. Pag-abot na ko America, maura gyapon ang storya. Murag, that's been too long of a pass. Nganong galinger pataana nga feeling murag wa mo koy gibuhat sa imo nga sayop. So it actually kind of hard to make friend. Like naglisod ko pangitag amigo kay kabalo ka ang New York magud, especially when you live in Queens. Taga Cagayan mag-isa ginatanan, bay.
Yeah, kanang ang tapok.
You know,
yeah.
Tapok ba ang tapok? Unya dili gyud ko makapilog tapok kay tungod ana na mga storya din. Kung i-confront ko sa mga tao nga nakapaminaw siya, uy kabalo ka ingon si kuan ani. Ani kani ana bitaw chain of yeah. Like chismis. Then ako silang gi-explainan nga actually nagsayo lagi ko sa school. Wala ko kabaloon sa kung gibuhat sa ilahang anong mauni yang na-feel. Siya, oh my God, pathetic. And kung nga, yeah, exactly, pathetic yun. And, you know, I wanna move on from it. Mugaling, ang pag-ani sa America was an opportunity to yeah. be, to have a, you know, change fresh life. Start. Fresh yeah, start,
yeah.
Exactly.
New environment. Yeah.
New environment. Pero mo oragya po ng chismis. Murag ang chismis. Di ka kamatay. Kung
you must have a like thick skin and calloused mind. And
oh my gosh. And I think yeah, like, that's really the reason when I moved to the States, it made me more liberating because they were more accepting to people like yeah. me. They were more accepting that's of different sizes, yeah. different, you know, it was very diverse. People were very open-minded. I feel like when growing up, people were kitid ba? They were just small-minded. They dili sila kabalo mag open up sa, uy, kani, this is okay, this is good. No, it was just like, momani siya ang giingon sa society, so we're gonna stay with that.
We're gonna be stuck with that.
So, mona siya.
I admit, like, I still fall in that kind of thinking every now and then. It's deeply rooted to the core. Like, you know, I think it's a culture thing.
And
if you don't have like a strong family background, like you know, a family that actually educates you on like how to be accepting and, you know, accepting people for who they are.
Yeah.
You're gonna actually be part of that, I would say, problem.
Yeah.
The culture of like,
And it's also education, man. It's also education. If you educate yourself, if you get yourself cultured.
But we have that in the Philippines. But why?
Because we're not too cultured. We're stuck with old ways. We're not too accepting with, like, you know, mga tambok. Dili accepting ang mga tambok sa atua kay ang accepted are like the skinny ones, the gugtutoy.
Yeah. even when, you know, like to especially katong boom sa 90s and 80s, like ads, like, you know, sex sells and all that stuff. Like, you have to be sexy. Like,
right, like, exactly.
Yeah, that thing that pushed this to a whole new level. And we have Instagram.
Right.
And, you know, Instagram models, like, you know, that put it on another, like, care.
Right. So, but you know what? We're moving towards it. We're moving towards accepting it. We're moving towards, you know, seeing more of real bodies versus what's the expected bodies.
Yeah.
And I think
grabe ba? the effect ana bang you know, especially with kids.
Oh yeah.
Kids consume a lot of social media content and what they see is who they will become. Listen to, what they watch. Like, they see someone who's like heavy filtered on Instagram, and then they're gonna actually like push themselves. Like, I think magparitoki ko ug maugilong, or I think like something like
right.
that. Right. My there's something missing in my bum. Like, I wanna actually add more muscle.
There, yeah, exactly.
Fat. Like, you know, it pushes them to, you know, it's crazy. Like the way this media thing is pushing people.
Oh yeah,
you know?
And I think ang ako lang, I will go back to that thing na ingon ka nga, I'm just glad that I have like a family that supports me, because if I did not have it, I might have committed suicide. You know?
Really? Do you have those tendencies?
No, I don't have those tendencies. But I'm just thinking of somebody who's a little bit dili kisla strong o personality. Yeah. You know?
I would have said soft, but you know, that's maybe like kind of low balling na po. But
pero kana dili kisla strong o personality, wala kay sila insakto nga support. You know, whatever that is, it could it's a traumatizing experience.
Kayo.
You know, and it's a process. It was a really long process nga akong giagian. So imagine
how long did you think this was like
2005 dude 2005 was
so
when
high
it
school
happened.
You,
so
you
high school
it's
exactly.
like when you were a kid,
yeah. I didn't have, I mean, na mga kanang storya, mga tambok pero ang nahitabo magod sa high school, ang imagine lang good ang traumatizing part nga gadula kag basketball unya gaatang sila dira and they were just like screaming at you unya humana ang klase ni gawas ka ni baklay ka kay mo pauli na ka unya nagulat sila para sa imo amo ug magsakay kag jeep kag butcher's best mo ato kag light nga lugar they're always doing the pss, pss, tambok pss, pss, baboy like
shit
stop the would fuck you... I'm with, grabbing it
I mean on this show you can do that Chan.
So I mean, wala siya.
I'm probably friends with most of those folks but man like we're long moved on I'm not actually afraid what they may think if you know I brought you here to talk about that cuz we're that's high school thinking you know that's so immature and
it really saddens me cuz I you know
it's insecurity at its core
makita na ko baya actually karon like when I look in through like when I go through Facebook or whatsoever I do see that the batch has healed cuz nanay mga inter like you know nanay mga activities ba nga ang atong batch og ang among batch together na and I wish I was part of that murag I wish I was able to
that would have been part of it
but then I never had a chance because I've never been home and
for how long you've been gone 12
I've been gone for 12 years so
never
it's been
once
20
went
never
home.
Once I've never been home
it was that it was that traumatizing
oh it's not that it's also like a lot of like circumstances but I'm just saying like I wish I was part of that change kay nakita na magid nako nga nagmove along together na some batchmates married each other you know some other batchmates married each other so you know nanay intertwining
ba na nagpis nagtreaty na
nagtreaty na and I just wish
nga part of that
wish a part of that but I feel like this platform would allow me to heal the pieces of my past you know like
you're welcome here Cham
so mona siya akong ikwan and I think I've said it before like I have forgiven those people but I've never forgotten their faces do you know what I'm
forgive,
saying like,
but don't forget
I mean I just every time I just see their face like it just murag mo part gid siya nga ma-remind ko nga oh my god ikaw to apil ka ato or whatever
Have you looked at this at the perspective of like you were in their shoes?
Yeah, I tried to because I feel like when I entered Xavier High School, no, it was the start of kanang nag-co-ed na, di ba? So I think most of your batchmates, inyuhang batch gyud, mas daghan pag ilalaki kaysa babae.
Yeah.
Di ba? So I feel like murag nakita na ko nga, muna akong maingon na katong somebody that ask for an apology from me. I think there was so much influence in some of your group or group of friends. Nga murag isa lang ka tao murag hala follow tanan. Ana bitaw murag isa lang ka ingon sige mo nito buhaton or whatsoever. Like so muna kong nakita nga I think not everyone is bad, but they were just influenced enough to just do it and keep doing it because that was the normal thing for them. Like sige mo lang nitong buhaton kay you know. Just for fun. I mean, we're dumb and stupid when we were younger.
Yeah, I feel you because it's tough, although that we were kids back then, but it's tough to move on from that because when you're at that moment, everything is just real. Emotions, surreal.
Right.
That can leave a scar for life.
Oh my gosh, dude, yes.
You know, the butt of the jokes, like if you have a batchmate and then he commits something funny.
Yeah.
And then everybody's just chiming in on it. Like, yeah, nakakuan to siya or nakalibang sa CR or naka something like that.
Yeah.
It gets remembered. You are branded for life. You know,
branded for life, exactly. Maugyud.
And that you will carry that with you to your grave.
On
sa ila, para sa ila, ha?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is
exactly.
like a small, like a speck of a...
Yeah.
Population sa Cagayan de Oro City.
Yeah.
Like a microcosm in the grand scheme of things sa kalibutan.
Exactly. And I think that's why I'm moving forward through my socials talking about it because I've never talked about it. I was never open about it because I was hurting. And now, murag nakita na ko ba nga, no, I have to rise above it because I'm a better person. Than who I was before, that bullying, the people that were like not nice to me, it allowed me to, you know what, love myself more, accept myself for who I am, and no fucks given to everybody. Like, no fucks given. I don't fucking care. I'm gonna take space in this world. So fucking what?
Yeah.
Muna akong na-realize karon.
Carve your space, champ. Carve your space, champ.
We live, you're right, we're just a speck in this world, actually. But make that space known and make that space, yeah, make people aware that you are there. And I want people to be aware that I went through this, I passed it. I want to be an advocate for those people nga na hurt sila sa ilang past because they were bullied or they were not treated nicely. So I want to speak for them and say, like, you know what? Rise above it because you are better. You look back at it and you say, and you, yeah, look at these people. They're who they are. It's up to them if they change or not. But you change because of the past and whatever that is. So, Mona,
let's say for example, like you would come across someone who thinks the same, and then calls you names right here right now if you bump into the street, like, and then calls you out. How would you react to that now? Like, would you be empathetic or would you be forgiving or how would you?
No, I'm going to say, what the fuck are you saying? Like, New York, man, New York treated me like, you need to stand for yourself. Stop, yeah, silencing yourself. You need to stand up for what is right and what you think is what you believe in. Because ang mga tao mang goodbye, sige sila og, sige ka nilang tumban if you don't put them in their right spot.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I did. Yeah, I just allowed them because I never stood up because I was alone. I was afraid. Bullying is a taboo in the Philippines. We never fucking talk about it. It was never part of, like, yeah, you know what? This is how we should treat
other people. It wasn't a conversation, yeah.
It wasn't a conversation. Dili man wala tagitudluan nga kanang gitudluan
nga except if somebody gets injured or, you know, that's the time,
right, when but then wala tagitudluan bitaog how to deal with this with the emotions of kanisha na mga things. And para sa kuwa karon, if somebody would call me that, I'm not gonna be affected by it because first of all, you're not giving me money. I'm living on my own money, my, yeah, own terms. So stop. No, you don't have any right boss at all. You're not my, yeah, boss, exactly. I am my own boss. So stop that.
And even if you are my boss, I can just,
yeah, you don't have any right anytime. To say that to
you
me.
You don't have any right to say that to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't deserve, exactly, me. Somebody deserves me better. I can actually go for someone else. I can work for someone else and I could give my full service to them. So people, this is my advice. Don't allow other people to treat you like crap, okay? Do not, my parents are watching actually. Do not
shout
let,
out, mom.
So do not let people treat you like crap because you deserve better. You deserve better and you need to respect yourself, you need to love yourself, because who else will? Okay, you will. You're the, yeah, only person who can do that.
It has to start with mm-hmm. you. And I think it's a cycle that if you don't address it, it's going to keep on recurring, and if you don't stand up,
exactly,
people are going to continuously like step on you because might actually recognize you as a doormat. Like, oh, like I just step on this person like every time I bump into her. Like, hey, yeah, you. Yeah.
Maugid. Maunang naitabo sa kuha. I just allowed them to do that for me. So I'm like, I guess it's fine. It's okay. It became a normal thing. But then I didn't realize kapag when I was an adult, it quite
You're
affected
actually
me.
Actually reinforcing that. Their behavior.
Behavior, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like that when you react, it's like, you know, there's this thing called in our field, Cham, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar mm-hmm. with this, applied behavior analysis, where there's the antecedent and there's the behavior and there's the
yeah.
consequence. Mm-hmm. So when someone hears the antecedent, someone comes up to you and tries to call you a name. Mm-hmm. And then the behavior is like how you react, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the consequence is what they'll do after you react. So, mm-hmm. so if you react as, hey, that's the consequence you'll get. Allow people to step on you, they will.
Right.
And if you don't, right. if you stand up for yourself, they won't.
Yeah, exactly. And mo lang sa gid siguro na because I didn't have the resources back then. Wala ko'y backup. What mong ko ang akong group of friends, we were solid, but then we're composed of women.
Nobody.
We were yeah, girls.
Nobody had your back back then.
Nobody had my back. Like, kinsa man akong istoryahan ani? Kinsa akong chikahan na morning kahit tabo sa ko? I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm just gonna shut it up and then makilom na lang ko.
And you're a kid.
I was a kid. I was only 15 when this happened. I was only freaking 15 years old. So, mauna siya ang nakapait. Hello? Uh-oh. Is he? Did he froze? I'm just messaging him. Uy, salamat sa mga nag-comment. I don't know if I should stop the live or he's gonna come back.
I'm sorry. You know, I left you hanging. Well, Third World Internet, what's up? Welcome to the Philippines, y'all.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Where
were we? Oh, yeah, I froze. Sorry, April. Sorry, Kath. Hey, Angie, what's up? Sorry, I froze. But, yeah, like, Third World Internet, baby.
Oh my goodness.
So where did you last stop?
So muna akong gingon ng wala magutay resources before ba. Managwa kay backup. So it was really just like a hard thing to.
Oh yeah, I was going to say this. I was going to say this, man. Like what do we know? Like we're kids.
Diba? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you expect us to be like, you know, like to analyze this thing and break it down to like a binary level like this, like
these exactly. People
are just like fucking insecure folks. Like how would I know? Mm-hmm. Diba?
Exactly.
I was just there, like, you know, just like everybody else, living like in the surreal moment. Like, naka sa moment, mm-hmm. Bang, like, yawa, sumani.
Mogin.
Kinisila. Ragana ito.
As in, walang sumuna, kid guy, bay. Walang sa una, kadumdum ko, di na ko musulod sa entrance sa sulod. Kanang sa entrance, bitaw sa Corrales. Dito na ko sa Aurorama, musulod sa una. Muna ko ma-remember nga. At,
oh,
yeah,
shit.
I had to change oh my route because of that.
I only went through that route kung ako klase sa engineering, you know, like sa likod.
Yeah, exactly. Murag ang ako aba yawa murag digdiri man ko nag-eskwela bay pero dili ko pwede makasulod ani kay ngano pagsulod nimo din ha murag nag-atang na sila like it was just painful and well ang mga tao pud nga wala kaila sa ako ah. Murag ila lang madunggan kay kanisya murag unsa di agid akong gibuhat murag what did I do like unsa akong gibuhat sa
so ibang that's wala ba yan? That's why people need to have like freaking context, you know, like
yeah
I'm
and I wish man, people are not now. Going yeah mm-hmm. And I wish people are not going through it anymore, like people are way more bolder now, I feel, and I pray that it is what it yeah. Murag na nataala nga face karon that we're able to find that confidence to just, you know what, live your life, and if people call you out just be strong, move past yeah. It and, you know, or maybe address it if you're really that brave enough, and
yeah.
You know, don't let it affect you. So mo lang na ako ang gaka nag I'm hoping that that's the future generation. That's what we're doing. And that's why, again, sa akong platform, I'm talking about it because it's a way yeah, of talk, healing for
talk
me.
Talk about your platform, please. Because people who gabang si mo, knowing mm-hmm. you as Chami Cham. And mm-hmm. even describe yourself as a social seller. So,
oh yeah. So like, actually
does that fit into your description of like, you know, being an advocate of this?
So as to be honest with you, it was recent. So since gasayo lagi ko before and I stopped dancing because of what happened in my past, it was yeah. Until recent that I started dancing again. I found the confidence in dancing in public again, posting it on my social media. Kaya para sa ako, amurag di pa kayo makatake sa una o basinay mag-video-video ko magsayo-sayo unya dayon, you know, they will
yeah, they will say something bad.
Yeah, the flashbacks of things. So, it's until recent that I did. I found a group here in Nashville. So, I live in Nashville, by the way. I don't live in New York anymore. I move in Nashville. Okay, tungod sa love. So I found a group and they're like a dancing, or it's an exercise dancing community. And dito na ako nakita nga, oh my God, I still have it. I can still move my ass, man. So that's when I realized
still got it.
I still got it.
You know what, Cham? This is just what's so baffling para sa ko. Because to be that size and to have that, you are so nimble. I could never do that.
Exactly like the point, me. Friends. Like, exactly the point.
I could never do that.
Then why did you call it me when I was dancing?
Diba?
back in the day. Like, why did you do that? Like, I don't understand. It's the same thing when you're like when you're very good at basketball, right? People cheer on you. Nganong ang maayo kinga mo basketballista, no? Miskan pag unsa sa kadako, kagamay, shooter, whatever, people cheer on them. But
yeah,
so for someone like akong size who dances, fuck, I get like all the shit talks, all the name calling. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
I don't understand
the butt of all
why.
The jokes. Yeah.
Like I don't understand why. Like I didn't murag wa ko gibuhat kid. So muna ako when I discovered this dancing group here in Nashville and I saw that I still got the moves, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna bust myself out there. I'm gonna show the world that this is what real bodies look like, and my fats shake, and that's fine. If you're not fine with it, unsubscribe, unfollow me, because I don't give a fuck anymore. Like I don't give a fuck, flying fuck about what you think about my moves. Okay, so muna akong nakita na ako sa akong social media nga, I want to inspire people that. Be yourself. Be comfortable with your own skin, with your own body, with your accent, especially living as an immigrant in this country.
Yeah,
be proud of who you are.
Do you guys get demonized for like the Filipino accent and the English?
So my thing is that when I was living in New York City, it was way more accepting because, you know, it's a diverse culture. There's so many people out there. So many people look like me. When I move here in Nashville, which is a much more conservative place, I still get stares whenever I go out. Okay? People still look at me and they're like, what the heck? Why are you brown? Like,
yeah, like, why are you?
Somebody, oh, yeah, exactly.
Is someone hiding inside that?
Exactly.
Are you an actor?
Yeah.
Is this some prank show? Or something like that.
Exactly.
Like,
so I still get stares whenever we drive like probably an hour away from Nashville. Like Tennessee alone is very conservative. So outside Nashville, napay mga tao naga-stares ako. So muna ako, gusto na ako nga ang mga tao ba mag-accept sila sa ilang kaugalingon. Kay mo, ako, I'm 32 years old and I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older, but it's time for me to embrace who I am as a person, what my body can do.
Did you have a struggle with that though? Like, you know, other than the bullying, like, did you have a struggle with like with the weight, the body and like
Mona siya ho nakita make na when I was younger or when I moved here? So when I was younger, you know, galisod kog pangita og size na ko sa department store because of unsa lang na mga sizes ang available sa una. Like it's only extra small to extra large. Wala na
dagdag ko mga. Did it come to a point that you had to wear men's size shirts?
No, I did not. It came to a point that my mom has to send me some stuff.
Oh,
from the States.
Which were more available,
More available. And muna, di ba, even if karun, mapalit lugar kung mga gamit from Asia, you know, ang mga sizing is wrong. Okay. They don't use real body.
Yeah, Asian caters to more like...
Asian physique. An Asian physique. So muna siya nga, karun nga, kaning ako ang brand, which is the Savvy, which I was introduced by my friend Angie. You know, it allowed me to be more expressive with my body type. Muna siya gid na naka-inspire sa ko nga, you know what? There is something for everybody here. And munang pag-abot na ko America, it liberated me that there are options for me. Di na ko itry i-fit akong kaugalingon sa XL. Sa Pilipinas nga XL, kay di gid maigo. So pag-abot na ko America, di na ako nakita nga, there are options for me and people are way more, napay mas dagko pa sa ako.
I think we're heading there anyway. Uh-huh. So you are very positive, and you're an. Is it safe to kid for body positivity?
Nagputol ka, Mike. What was it?
I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to digest what I said. So, is it safe to say that at this point, strong advocate nagikas sa body positivity?
Yes, I would really say that I advocate for that. I mean, I understand that, you know, we also need to work on, we also need to do some workouts, we also need to watch our diets and all that. Yeah. But you can still be healthy even if you're fat, you know, even if you're big. Because some of us, we're nagi uban niya, they have big bones.
It's genetic.
Genetic. Yeah. So wala kita mabuwa na. But then, you know, it is your responsibility to make sure that you're also doing your part in making sure that you're healthy inside and outside. Yeah. So, murag para sa ako, gusto na ako makabalo ang mga tao nga, it's okay to be who you are, how you look like right now, but also do something about it nga, gamove ka constantly so that you don't die like tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So, muna ako ay...
One major, like, you know, health concerns if you're over
weight,
would say overweight or obese is you're more at risk of like hypertension or
heart condition and all that. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Even diabetes, which is like a serial killer,
right?
If you ask me. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, if most this has been tossed a lot, and with body positivity, could it lead people, like, you know, if people follow it without enough guidance, they might disregard their own health. Because they hear is like, I'm not ashamed of my body. Yes, but, you know, some people just might take that message only, but disregard like their responsibility to be healthy as well, you know?
Right. But I feel like, okay, the reason for body positivity is for people to be more confident about themselves, to be more open about how they look like. Mubitaw nang karon, there are so many girls who doesn't shave, who doesn't... Body positivity is not just about weight. Body positivity can be everything. But like, it could be anything. Like, di nakaga-shave, you know, nanakay buksa mong ilok, or...
Grow mustache.
Grow mustache and all that. So, murag ang atwa is like, we need to accept that there are some people who have different preferences. And as a world, as a country, as a nation, whatever, wherever you are, we should be accepting to this kind of changes. And ako, at the end of the day, it is still your responsibility as a person as to what you're doing with your health. Okay, you can be fat, you can whatever, you can be big, whatever that is, but you also need to consider like what would be better for me. Like munang usahay the social media stream, you also need to be picky as to who you're following. You know? You need to be picking out the values that you agree on. Unsa makita dili magud pwede nga follow lang nato tanan kay because it's cool, this is what's the trend, whatever. You still need to choose unsa na.
Do your own research.
Do your own research, exactly. So, muna akong nakita nga, for now, we need to be more accepting for people. Like, we need to be accepting with people of different shapes, sizes, colors, where they're from. And it starts from us. Kung di lang accepting, ana, then the world is still struggling. Like, it needs to start within us. So, muna siya ang ako ang take sa body positivity nga aspect now. We just need to be more accepting and loving to others.
Yeah. And reason why when you talk, Cham, it's not bullshit for me. You know why? Because I see you do the work. You know, you're not someone who just regurgitate information out there. You're actually someone who puts in the work, even try to make the content, the reels. You know, those reels are awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
And you freaking work out. Like, really work out.
I really try to do work. I do work out 4 times a week.
Oh,
I
shit, do my... more than I do.
So I, you know, it's... Ang akong bana, magsigisya ko na, oh, ga-workout ka, pero di ka gagamay. And kung nga, I know, it's just harder to... When you grow older, when you know, kung magtigulang kaliso, di kayo magpagamay og weight. But then at the end of the day, murag ang ako is that I need to move my body. Kaya I need to protect my heart. Kailangan ang akong heart is healthy, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do
it's
here.
Cardio.
So it's cardio and all the weightlifting. So ako, I work out pretty regularly and mauna siyang ako ang...
Can we show people some of your workouts, Cham? You know,
oh
see
my
this?
Gosh.
You can cut through the bullshit because Cham here does she talks but she walks. Look at this. I need to find a workout video here.
I think I don't know. Is that one? Oh, that's the dancing
Cham dancing.
Part. Yeah.
But you have the support, Cham. I'm just so happy that you found a community, you know. Is this the one?
No, I think that one. Is that the burpee one? No, that's the dance probably. See, this one I said here. This was the Pussycat Doll moment.
Yeah. But I can see you're oozing with confidence. See,
oh my gosh.
It's renewed, you know, like it's as if the past did not exist.
But oh my gosh. This. As in Gabi Gidgayo, the struggle back in the day was hard, man. It was really difficult. Murag naglisod gay ko sa una gyud. Pero you know what? Naka-move past na ta ana.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you hadn't gone through that, I don't think you'd be the person you are today.
Exactly.
This confident. Yeah.
That's what I always say to myself.
It's a double-edged sword. Like, oh, that's some conversation there. Why did we go here? Anyway, you know, it's a double-edged sword in itself. You know, like, you get bad from it, but there's also good that's going to come out. Because you come out of that, you know, bolstered, you know, like, you're a better version of yourself, you know.
Exactly. Murag, ang ako lang is, I want to challenge people to be, you know, try to live your life a little bit. And do, kani siya may kanang nag-backlash that one. That one, the one on your cursor. Yeah, that's, I think, workout.
Look at that. Look at that. Doing the deadlifts.
Yeah, I do have a trainer. I have a friend, Ariella, which is, she's Shout the out. One who puts me in check when it comes to it. So
I'm curious about this. I'm sorry to cut you off, Cham. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious, like, for someone who has your physique and shape and body, what does the coach try to address, and what are your goals with the coach? Because if she tries to, like, approach you the wrong way.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the thing.
She might get something out of you, you know.
So the thing with, like, you know, the thing with coaches, they actually deal with different types of body, right? They're not just like, they're very educated in terms of, like, the anatomy of the body. And then, ako lang ning i-share, no, I did not start working out until like 2.5 years ago. Like, I was just, you know, I was a blob. Like, I would go for walks. Murag ang ako lang pagbalin gina kog Nashville, I had a hard time transitioning, finding community. Okay, it's a new place. It was just me and my husband. So medyo naglisod bitaw kami, og we were just like, we just had a hard time. Good. So I found this group of community, which is boot camp. And that's when I joined the boot camp. Mike.
Oh, when you guys were doing it at the parking lots.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was part of that freaking boot camp, and it kicked my butt all the time. So nag-start ko anang a group, and I could never run before. I could never do burpees before. I could never lift before. Where are you with that?
How's your burpees
now
doing?
I could do burpees for a minute. I could go for 25 in a minute. I could I lift 25 pounders. Like, you know, I can stay for a 60-minute workout, which is, I can't even do that before. Back in the day, I was like, oh, no, thank you. Never mind. Pass. But now I am proud to say that I can actually keep up with a 60-minute workout schedule. So from that group
Just
setting,
60 minutes. That's it.
I mean, I could go forward for whatever, because I also do the dance part of my workout. So, but then, you know, a normal session is 60 minutes. So I am glad I don't pass out in the 60-minute time frame, which is, for me, it's a big thing as somebody who did not exercise. Wag ko exercise before. So, para sa ako, and I was a big girl, you know, when you become a big girl, lisod kay ginhawa ba? Hangak.
Was it a shock in the system? Was it a shock in the system? Like, oh, di mali para sa usayo. Like,
it was really a shock in my system. Why did I sign up for this? Mugi na kong na-think. Why did I do
I think you'd be the best candidate for that, because you actually dance. And when I say dance, your body is very flexible and nimble.
So,
you know when those Olympian athletes?
Oh, yeah.
They actually train you young. And when they train you late, don't matter how strong you are, because, you know, Olympics doesn't have to be how strong you are. It's actually how flexible mm-hmm. you are and mobile you
right,
are.
Right,
and you
right,
are
right.
very mobile, champ.
So ako na, I was very proud that my endurance level was really high, that I was able to keep it up. And yeah. up until this point, I still do it. Like the workout, yung gyapon ko. So I dance twice a week. And I also do weightlifting like at least 3 or 4 times a week. So muna siyang ako ang work
games.
Out. So, you know, so ayaw mo ka discourage ang mga tamsi like me, tambok na sexy. Ayaw mo ka discourage. You can still do it one day at a time. Start slow and then progress from there. And then, you know what? You'll be amazed as to unsa imo ang achievement if you look back 2 years ago or 1 year ago, like whatever that is.
And better it's all, mood.
Exactly.
You know,
and then
overall levels, you know, your
and
health, kana
siya nga. And kana siyang aspect, Mike, na you just have to start slow. It goes with everything. Business, yeah. career,
progress, you know?
Everything. It starts from, kusay mo good mapangutan ta nga, how do I even start it? Mura ko sana to pag so good, you know?
Just start it.
Like munang yeah. Nike, just do it, man.
Just do it.
Just freaking do it. So munang ako ang karon, I'm really just happy with my progress. Although, life is still hard. I'm still struggling with a lot of things, but
yeah.
part magidas kinabuhi bay.
What's challenging for you these days? Because you know.
So I just started my business. That's the challenge.
Oh, now that's a different beast. That's a different animal right there.
Yeah. So murag naka-recover na ko sa idea nga. We live in a new place. We're finding new community and all that and whatever. And now, na-realize na ko nga, my husband and I are actually, Nelson and I are trying to conceive. We're trying to conceive. We're trying to grow our family. And in order for us to grow our family, para sa ko, this is my own personal goal, is that I don't want to be stuck in a 9-to-5 schedule.
For sure.
For work. Because I want to be there for my kids. I want to be, you know, I feel like I'm going to be a stage mom. And I want to be there for them. And so now this is why I'm starting to build different things.
I like that. You've been accepted that like, I'm going to be a stage mom. I don't care.
Exactly. You know? I don't. I will be a soccer mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Parents will lose a lot of time with kids just because of the commute alone and let alone like a 9-to-5 job. Like, you know, it's
exactly.
Nice to be like,
diba? Yeah. Ang ako is gusto na ako nga akong na ako sa akong mga anak lugar sa kinabuhi sa akong mga anak muna akong gusto buhaton. So from since medyo bata-bata pata di pagkikita ingong kagor-gor, you know, I'm starting to put something on my plate that I can actually diversify my income. And na-realize na ko nga since the pandemic murag, there are so many of us who are trying to change that regime of working for someone else and working at the 9-to-5 job. Like people are trying to find their passion, just like huge upside.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Like you're, shout out.
Exactly. You like much. You're trying to like find your passion, find your niche, and then just going out there. Like unsa may mawala sa to? Amo lang YOLO, man. Like YOLO. Yeah. So padayon.
I mean, at the end of the day, man, you can still keep working. You know, like
exactly.
And after that, like you got like the rest of the evening to work on something you like. You know?
Exactly. Diba? So muna siyang ako ang ginabuhat karon. So ako pasalamat ko akong bana is na siya'y regular nga trabaho he can provide for us, and for now he's supporting me with the things that I'm trying to discover on my own, my social
which
selling.
Is what are you trying to discover? This most recent one.
The most recent one. So since moving in the States, I've been working for a private sector. I haven't been working for like a company or whatsoever. I've been working with private families because I take care of their entire household. I'm a house manager, I would say. So, kanisa na mga tao are busy people that kailangan nila somebody to manage their
organize
their life.
Those gathering points. Those.
Yes, exactly. Like ordering Amazon or finding things for them or whatever.
That sounds fun.
It was really a fun job. So that's what I did. Pag humat nag-teach ko sa New York, then I stopped teaching because the pay was shit. It wasn't paying enough. Yeah.
But if you're passionate, you don't mind the pay. Did the passion die?
There are so many rules in the teaching world here in the States that you can't even mess it up. So, gamay lang na yawit sa bata nga you gihawiran nimo siya og kanang very tightly, you know, they can always say something about that. And parents are also very demanding. So I stopped that. I quit that job, and then I ended up doing this house manager thing. And man, that was like the, it was fun because the money was there, and I was I was actually traveling because of them. Oh, like I would have never, I would have never went to like Aspen, which is the most expensive ski resort here in the US on my own, at my own expense. My boss paid for it for me. So I stayed in the Hamptons for the summertime, whatever. So I took care, of their kids. I took care of their house, whatever. So
sana all.
So muna akong nakuanan. But then at the end of the day, I'm also very passionate with food. I'm passionate in cooking. So ang ako is when I moved to Nashville, I saw the potential in Nashville because Nashville is still not diverse. Wala pa kay dagan options when it comes to like food.
Okay, so they haven't, they don't have that like exotic food.
Wala pa kay sanang exotic food. Naa lugar, pero they're only like probably chosen, probably two or three chosen places, but not a lot. And then na ako lugar nang gidream na I want to do a cooking business here in Nashville. I just don't know how to start. What do I do? Whatever. But then I didn't want the overhead fees. You know, like as a business, like as you start a business, you always think about like the expenses, and the expense was more of like, oh, I don't want the overhead fees because I don't know how people are gonna like the food that I'm gonna make, you know, kung magalan ba sila or whatever. And so I realized, you know what, why don't I offer my service as an in-home meal prep service where I do it at their own house, at somebody, at my client's house.
So you get to be a cook.
I get to be their personal chef. I get to be their personal chef. Do you need to have
some like certification on that one? Like,
well, you just need.
Or, what does it take?
No, you don't need to be a nutritionist. All you need is guts. Okay, guts, confidence.
Yeah.
Are you confident with your food? You think people would love it? Whatever. So, for me, I thought to myself that since I've been working with the private sector, all right. So, if you're wealthy enough. You hire a housekeeper to clean your house. You hire a nanny to take care of your kids. You hire a caregiver to take care of your parents.
You hire someone to cook for you,
right? So for me, akong giingon sa akong kagalingon na, you know what? I'm just going to put myself out there. I'm just going to give it because I've been wanting to do it. And the money is good. The money is really good. So muna siya nga, I'm trying to do it. And I had two clients in the past.
Is it safe to show your page?
Yeah, it's safe to show my page. It's still not. I'm still starting.
The fact that you have a website just makes you official.
Yeah. Oh my God, I did my website by myself. Everything. Oh, cool. So, moni siya kung gikabisihan karon.
The flavor of home. Look at that.
Home cooked meals made at your own home.
It's hard to imagine that this is done overseas. I feel so at home with this kind of menu.
I'm also trying, in my menu, I've been focusing on Asian flavors because I want to represent our, you know, culture. Like gusto na ko ma-represent sa mga tao ng atong culture. I can cook different things.
Oh my God, Cham, stop. What is this?
Oh my God, this is a TikTok famous recipe that I just tried. So it's a feta cheese pasta.
Oh my God, this looks so good.
Oh my God, it's really good, but then you're going to have to go to the bathroom oftentimes because you know, it's cheesy.
Yeah, and plus the pasta actually I found out later in my life that this pasta, macaroni pasta, actually gives you a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah. Yes, man. So, muna siya kung kakabisihan karon. So, I'm just happy that I started it. And, you know, again, kung waka kabalo unsan pagsugod, just begin.
This is basic. Oh, my God. You can't go without one.
Oh, my God. Lechon belly. Exactly. So, muna siyang ako ang passion project karon. And I feel like at this time, we need to make profit out of our passion. We need to start doing it. Okay. You know, it's just a good way to diversify our income again.
For sure.
To, you know, just have options. Kung baga.
Yeah, yeah. While you're making money, have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kaya kabalukan, na-realize na ko nga, sometimes most of us, we just work and we feel burnt
endlessly
out from our work.
Yeah.
And then we're like tired. But if we love what we do, we actually are going to continue.
Unlimited energy.
Exactly. And that's what I've been doing. Like, I'm just like, I'm navigating through it and seeing what my options are. So far, I have
to say this. Gigutuman ko. Shit. Looking at this works up your appetite. Look at that.
So muna siya ako ang mga muna siya akong passion project karon. Aside from my Savvy, which is the athleisure wear that I also
You and Angie like do that Savvy kind of thing. Which is more like a community than a brand of a business, you know? Like,
right. So it's more women, of like women. Women who actually we accept every women from different sizes, shapes, colors, whatever that is. And
for us
to be more comfortable like with ourselves, with our bodies. And you know, kung dako magud ka no, it's sometimes frustrating to find something that fits you. It's just important nga nakakita ko ani nga community through lagi kang Angie, and then we're able to inspire others to be more comfortable with their own skin. So I posted something today on my social media and I said that.
What did it say?
Ang akong giingon was, this is what real bodies look like. I posted a picture of myself nga akong bilbil ni gawas lugar na unflattering
you know
part
what?
Of my body.
After seeing this and reading that, like, I'm not so ashamed of my bilbil anymore.
Oh no, you shouldn't. Why should you? Like,
love
handles, exactly. And for me, murag ang akoa is, oh my gosh, kanang kailangan ang mga tao mahimog confidence silang kaugalingon. It takes a process. It takes a while. It takes a lot of guts to really embrace who you are. But one step at a time, my friend. Muna siya akong gipost. Unflattering parts of my body, and I'm posting it without shame. It's still uncomfortable to see. Labi na kay kita, mahilig tag magtago-tago ko magpicture. Di kita pwede magpakitag bilbil.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, you know, sa in group angles, pictures. I
mean, yeah.
Tago-tago.
Angle sa tabi. Angle sa tira. Angle, whatever. But then, ang
this
akong,
one,
akong,
good,
ang good, you know what? Yeah. Wala na filter, nothing, whatever. Murag, kanang atong concept of a tiny body, like 24, 36, 26, Coca-Cola body, dude, wala na. Like, that doesn't exist anymore. Like, ako, I'm done hiding my folds. I'm done hiding my stretch marks. I'm done hiding my rolls. I'm done hiding all of my imperfections. Okay. Weight shouldn't define beauty, and people should stop shaming others for being comfortable in their own skin. That's my take. Like, you should be comfortable with your own skin.
Thanks.
With your own past, and that's it. So yeah. Oh my God, this is so cool.
We're hearing that, like, you know, just adds another layer of confidence in me. That's so empowering. And look at I just wanna single out the folks at the comment section. I don't know what they'll do after hearing that, Cham, but I just want to highlight them right now because they I think your message is what people need to hear. So we got Kathy is my batchmate, by the way.
Oh yeah, I remember her. Hi Kathy. I do remember our play before.
I think this was earlier when she mentioned this, that so below the belt, that must have been traumatic. Not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore. We have moved on from it.
So you is basically our guest from earlier before you did. So this is a back to back, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so I have a question for you about Huge Upside.
Please do.
How is it going? I know you started it last year.
Yeah.
And are you getting content? Are you getting sponsors? Like, how are you making this entire thing, you know, move?
Well, so that's the thing. I haven't like structured this to a point that I'd be, you know, pumping money out of it, like, you know. But I'm trying to come up with something that would help me generate that.
Yeah.
But that the money that would be generated would still go back to your job site. So, you know, like, I kind of see this thing that, you know, I it's not for the money for me, because if it was, like, I would have stopped.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, like, I just loving it, you know.
Do what you love.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, this has kept me sane for like 2 years, having to like talk to people, and I was thinking like, shit, why why didn't I do this a long time ago?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I could have, like, you know, done this a long time, but good thing, you know, 2020 and people, just like what you said, you know, people going after their passions. But I kind of don't want to celebrate so much because I just want to enjoy it, you know.
Okay.
And we've been having milestones of late. People want to call it milestones. I just don't want to celebrate because I just want to keep, you know, keep it low so that I don't, like, get caught off guard with validation and stuff.
Right.
So
I feel like it's a good way to connect to people, though.
Oh, sure.
Connect to people, hear stories, be inspired. And I think it's a good market to, you know, untap potentials to some of our fellow Cagayan.
Oh, thank Cagayanons. You. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. No pun intended.
No pun intended. But then I feel like that's really what this show is about. And
it is
a good way to start connecting to other people, hear their stories, be inspired by it. And at the end of the day, murag ang atong purpose ani sa kalibutan, no, is to just inspire people, to give them an avenue to learn and to grow. And I think you're providing that space for everyone.
Oh, thanks, Cham.
And I hope that people are also sponsoring Michael here. Like, come on, guys.
No, like, seriously, like, we don't actually. If you want to, yes, but, you know, like, I'd be hypocrite if I'd say no, but, you know, like, even if without the sponsors, I'll still be doing this till I die. You know, like,
right.
It's that kind of thing. But we've been getting some nods here and there, and, you know, we just recently been supplying content for some local newspaper here in Cagayan.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I think, like, 2 years ago, I would not have imagined that I'd be doing now. So those are the things. Like, I measure things in value and, you know, not like really monetary.
Yeah.
And because for me, this platform is about giving and
oh my gosh,
giving
that's gonna go a long way, though. That's gonna go a long way.
In order to do that, you're gonna need funds. You're gonna need
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with this kind of mindset, I'm it's sustainable for me because, like, I don't have any expectations.
Right.
All I have to do is just keep showing up. That's it.
Right, exactly. And I think now we're really more of in a generation where we want to serve other people. Yeah, it's the service industry.
So weird, right?
Right? It's a service industry. It's not more of, like, you know, pleasing your own ego. It's more of, like, serving others. And that's how I think about my businesses. Like, I want to serve other people. Like, I get it that I do need money because I need I need to sustain my living.
Obviously, yeah.
Right?
Cham, well, we need to get paid.
Exactly. You know, like, but then at the end of the day, I'm like, have I served you? And how can I be better at it? And that's what I always ask. Like, whenever I put out a savvy content, a charm flavor content, like, have I helped you? Like, my concept would always be cooking.
I think people got more than they've asked for. And,
yeah, exactly.
And just the content alone is empowering. Mm-hmm. And because it's that balance that you need in the social media feed, because all you see are, especially on Instagram, because all you see is the most aesthetically appeasing, what they coin as aesthetically appeasing.
Right.
So when you have that balance, for someone who's, like, so insecure of themselves, and all they see are these perfect bodies of, like, they coin it perfect, like, bottle shape, and obviously that builds insecurity. And
it does.
Not just that, like, if people get more attention this way, and where's my attention? So people, and your content actually neutralizes that. Like, oh, here's someone who's here's a different message.
Oh yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Because you're the perfect person for that. Because if someone who has, like, a sexy body who tries to do that, for me, doesn't really hit and doesn't really penetrate.
Right. It, you need to be vulnerable, man. That's what I've been doing in my platform. I want to be vulnerable. Like, I'm dealing with a lot of things in my life, and I bet people are also dealing with it too. And
that's what makes a good story. you know, like, and that's why people vibe with you more, because like, yeah, she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, she knows what she's talking. That's what I want to offer. That's really my offering here, to create a space where people can be comfortable with themselves, to create a space where people are inspired, and for people to take action with their own life. And, you know, like, I'm just a human being. I am imperfect. I am going through things, but I'm trying to thrive, because that's what my goal is in life. I'm going to thrive in this world because I want to provide for my family. I want to be able to, you know, I don't know. So,
chums, thrive for family, chums. PN ka kano. Gusto ko kitse magdiri siya.
Uy, dili ko sa PN. Uy,
first world problems.
Mick, as in, mo ni ako.
Trying to like, trying to find value in all things. Like, I want to do something that's purposeful and meaningful. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You're at that point.
Murag, nakuha na ang point. To be honest with you, I'm not rich. I don't have a lot of resources. I don't have a lot of money in my bank account. Like, kung sa tinuray lang pag anis Amerika, ang mga tao, they think that it's an easy life. No way. No, it's not an easy life, because you know what? Wala kay... What man kay ang the source of strength that I had was my family, and that's it. Uprooted from my culture, from the things that I'm used to, and coming
planted
to
somewhere that's a different planet.
Different planet, and you have to learn the language, you have to learn the culture, you have to learn every single thing.
The semantics and the pragmatics.
Exactly.
The subtleties and the nuances of the street.
True. Yeah. And at the end of the day, men, you need to survive. And for you to survive is you need to have a thick skin. And how do you get a thick skin? You get bullied. You get named. You know, all these things you have to go through for you to be for you to own a thicker skin. And that's what I'm at right now. Like, dili ko dato. Ako gid sa akong personal life. I just want to be comfortable. I want to be comfortable. Yeah. I want to be comfortable na ako'y makatulgan, na ako'y makaun, wa may naglisod og, you know, finding things here and there. Mo lang na, kaya ako, if I become rich, I want to share it with people.
Yeah,
I want to share it with other people. Yeah. Like, ganun, di ba na ako na madala kung matay ko, actually.
That's so true, because you know what, like, some people just fall in love with the bill.
Yeah. And, ang ako poging na-realize, pag anina ko America, muna siyang blessing po sa ako pag anina ko America, because, man, I learned hard work. I learned hard work
really
at the age of 21. No, at the age of 20. I moved here when I was 20. I wasn't even 21. I learned hard work, and makita na ako kung mga batchmates, na ilhan na ko ilang mga mama diri, Mike. Okay?
Oh, really?
Ang ilang mama...
And you saw what they went through.
Ang ilang mama are the same lifestyle that I went through, the struggles, nagnani, nagpahid og tai, everything, all the adjustments.
Damn. That's that immigrant life.
That immigrant lifestyle. And then I see my batchmates having fun. Muna akong nakita sa myself na, well, I wish I was there, but I wish I wasn't. But I'm also glad that I wasn't there. Okay, you know what? Ang value sa kwarta, nakita na ko ang value sa hard work sa akong parents, nakita na ko ang value sa tanan lugar ba. Murag, ako karon, I am blessed nga nakaani kog states, because na-mature ko diretso. Na-mature ko diretso. Wami yaya, walay tighugas sa akong plato, walay tiglaba, like all these other things. Like, you know, you go through this life and you're like, oh man, okay.
Started over, yeah.
Started over. So I have to learn it the hard way.
There's also one thing I wish people had the experience to, like, travel overseas and get live, like...
I bet you did too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You actually were. For
a
while.
For eight years. Mm-hmm. And that was enough for me to say, like, yeah, shit, I want to go home. You know? but that place was never meant for me, because I'll never be a citizen of that place. Because they don't actually offer that. Not like you're in the States or...
Right.
New Zealand.
So are you still thinking of going overseas or not anymore?
Yeah, I'm not going to close, you know, doors on that. Because, you know, you never know what could happen, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you're going to need that back door.
You need the Aurorama entrance.
Oh, shit, what a segue. Cham, like, you know what? Like, I'm so empowered by your story. I want to say I'm sorry.
Oh.
If wala ko ka apologize on behalf of my friends, my circle, my batch, if it's not too late, you know, I want to apologize, because that makes me an enabler, which was did not exist back then, and that
yeah,
political the enabler. Mm-hmm. But you know, like I kind of felt that I was part of that, and I can't lie, like I was. And go on, I'm insecure. Fuck. What can I say? Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. But I think forgiveness is key, and I'm confident that Chan will forgive me.
Oh yes. No, salamat, yeah. salamat yeah. for that. I think this is really a good closure for it, and yeah. it's been long overdue. And now, like,
I'm glad that you went on a riff there, like,
oh my god. Yeah, I mean,
this is that platform.
And I think before we even, when you asked me to be here, I mentioned it to you. I don't think your audience would like it if we're able to touch some of the past.
Who's my audience?
The Cagayanos. The Cagayanos.
And to be honest, like, I don't be hypocrite if I don't saying I'm doing this for me.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Like, so, if they want to chime in, then if they don't like it, then I'm sorry. Like, you know, there's the door.
Yeah. So I'm really thankful for it. I take this as a closure of the past, and you know, grown.
Really.
We are grown, and we're gonna continue to move on. And you know, I wish you all the best with your venture and whatever the future holds for you. And you know, for all the folks out there too, I have forgiven you, and thank you for doing that to me, because I would never be who I am right now if you did not do it. But that was not cool, though. That was not freaking cool.
Ain't no way. Don't do that again.
Like, please, about your children. I know some of you all are kids. Like, you have kids now, and you probably have a wife, and you know,
think
of those people. Yeah.
In hindsight, though, probably I think at some point they realized that, you know, like, because if they didn't, then there's probably news by now that, you know, they're involved in some kind of like incident.
Right. Know? So I'm wishing them the best. Like, that's what I always say. Like, I wish everybody the best. My batchmates, your batchmates, everybody around it. I wish there's growth in us. Like, just think about it. Like, the only change that we want is the change that we were not the same person as we were yesterday. Like, because if you were, then there's a problem. Not regressing. We only need to progress, going up, not down. Keep going up. Up.
Like that, Cham. Yeah. Up. And that
huge upside.
The huge upside.
Upside. So, exactly. So,
you know, this, a lot of people get caught off guard by that name, huge upside, and they're still baffled. Like, what the fuck does it mean? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you, because, you know, that in itself is vague. And I leave people to have, it's like a song, you know.
Right.
I leave you to have your own meaning.
Yeah.
So what does it mean for you?
So huge upside for me is to rise above. Upside is to rise. Like, there's no, as I said earlier, we're not going down, we're going up. We're finding potential, we're finding progress, we're finding success. And if you're still not finding your progress in life, it's not too late yet. There's still more to life. Okay, so I am really, even before, when I was listening to your like earlier segments, you always ask that question, and it's I always, and remember you saying it's an uncapped potential for someone, and I feel like you have the ability to find that potential, or actually people to figure out what their potential is. Because sometimes you just need to probe it. You need to question so that we
poke things. Like,
poke things. Exactly. For you to come out to that. But for me, it's rise above. Rise above hurts. Rise above the past. Rise above wherever you are right now. Keep on
rise
going.
Above, yeah. Rise above that building.
Yes,
rise above that basketball game.
Exactly. Rise above everything. Rise above your weightlifting, you know, the weights. Bring it up.
How much is your, what's your PR now with the deadlifts?
So I actually don't do deadlifts. I only do dumbbells.
You just did.
I mean, I do carry 25. My trainer, actually, her goal, this is the only thing she said, you only need two things in working out, a dumbbell and a mat. That's it. For you sure. don't need so everything else, okay? So true. Because it gets overwhelming when you go to the gym and you're like, oh, I don't know what the fuck am I going to do? Like today, legs, shoulders, chest, like all that. For her, it's like only two things and you can just use your body weight. That's it. So
yeah, there's an untapped potential with body weight workouts.
Oh yeah,
you know, like it actually engages the whole body. That you know, the isolation and the compound workouts you get from iron just cannot penetrate.
Right.
So you know, more nerves and more muscles are engaged when you actually use your body to balance your whole body. I mean, let's say for your arms and your legs. Yeah.
And that's why there's no excuse when working out, because you could just like do it on your own.
Comfort of your room, even on your bed. Like, yeah, you know, you're too lazy to get up, do a couple of sit-ups. Like,
exactly. So now my it's more blood of just that. So
I'm glad that I've talked to you today, Cham.
Oh yes, thank you.
It's quite been the catch up, and you know what? You actually caught me off guard with that story, and I didn't realize that that's how you felt back then. And now I have some closure for that too. And thank you for accepting on behalf of the batch's apology. I mean, I hope you accept that, and glad I talked to you.
Oh yes, thank you so much, Mike, for having me here. It's such a joy to be able to catch up again and just talk about things, and you know. And apology accepted. Honestly, apology accepted.
Oh, thank you.
We're gonna move on from it. Yeah.
Thanks, Cham. And for anybody who's still here by now, who's still here, thank you so much.
Yes, I know. Late na kayo sa Pilipinas, di ba? It's almost midnight.
Cham, I don't recognize time anymore.
Oh.
I work at my on different time zones. I wake up late. I work late. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I also wake up early. I work early. So
oh my gosh,
my body's been able to adjust to so many things. But you know, I also need to pay attention to that too. And would you reason why I brought Champ today was she could provide us value for Women's Month, and she has provided more than that. Mm-hmm. Happy Women's Month, Cham. Thank you for
thank you so much
for being here, and for anyone who's still listening, thank you so much. Please follow Cham in her IG account. Where can people find you, Cham?
So you can follow me on Instagram, Chammy Cham Cham. I did not change the name. And then also my food page, which is Charm Flavors, and shoot me a friend request on Facebook for the other haters right there. We can begin a new friendship and you know, work towards it, and you know, so it's time for us to move on from it and be big boys and big girls and leave the past behind and you know, start over.
And that's it.
That's it.
I hate to say that we have to stop it there. Salamat kay Cham.
Salamat kayo, Mick.
To whoever is still watching right now, thank you so much.
Thank you for watching.
This has been Chammy and me. Go follow her on her socials and follow
us. And also
us
support Huge Upside. Support Huge Upside.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Salamat.
Salamat.